Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
Hi, I want to address the 7 strategies for having serenity in your life and to creating a place where you could feel under control with your emotion. And I shared those 7 tips yesterday. Well, guys, today I needed those tips. I swear I must have had a full moon last night. I wasn't aware of. The students today were out of control. I have a headache. I come home. That's why the podcast is probably going to be a few minutes behind, because I came home, I needed to download and get into my Zen space before I could give anything to this podcast. I did set up my morning routine. It was great. Before I left, I did my usual prayer. You know, I set my day right. I accept the day to be a successful day. I'm going to do all the tasks that are important to make sure that I am in alignment with my dreams. You know, in alignment with what God has for me today, and I receive all my blessing for today, because, you know, I could only focus on today. Then I prayed for traveling to and from the school, and I prayed for each of my students, and I prayed for the school itself. That was a fantastic morning. However, when the student got there, I feel like somebody picked me up and dropped me in hell, literally. From the first class to the end of the day, it was struggling with 1 or 2 kids per class period, because we have 7 class periods. And thank goodness I already was calm, so the morning trouble was okay. So I stayed calm. I see how I was responding to the stress. Remember, that's one of those strategies. How do I respond to stress? I stayed calm. I took a deep breath. I walked away for a minute. And I called for support if it was when that young man was getting too belligerent. So I did call for support. So I did the strategies. But let me tell you guys, by mid-afternoon, when the one class was at least good, 5 to 7 of those students at that class was losing their mind. They think they were in charge. And the profanity, there's no way in the world that, other than United States, because that's the only thing I know. I'm pretty sure it happens in other countries. But I think when it happens in other countries, they see these young people are troubled youth. They're not the norm. For a child to stand in front of an adult, when you ask, come sit down or get your computer, where the response going to be, F-U-B, you are nobody. I cannot say that to my supervisor without getting fired or getting written up. But 11 or 12 of you can do that. If you call a parent, what do you do to my child for them to behave like that? Like, I'm an adult. I'm going to do something to a kid that's going to get the kid to be disrespectful. And you as a parent think that's okay. When you as a parent cannot talk to your own boss or anybody in public like that without some consequences. I was just in awe today to what's going on in education in my side of town. You know, it's usually one set of group of kids, and everybody always complaining about there's a group that's left behind, there's a conspiracy, and there's that. All of that is true. But I'm still expecting these parents and these young people to take their responsibility as part of the story. Like, that's all really I have to offer today, is to really use those strategies. If I didn't have them, today could have been even worse because I could have just flipped out. I got to a point I literally had to walk away because this young person was getting so rude and so with the profanity. I can't, in the school system, the FUs, the B, the bad words, like unbelievable. And seeing it in front of kids in the middle of the classroom, not accidentally. And then it was like, hey, the profanity, look at you like, what? I've always talked that way. Like, what? It's just amazing. So when I do share a strategy with you, I'm not sharing something with you that I do not use myself. So I'm very well aware of all the stuff that I'm talking to you about, especially when it comes to the seven strategies. I use at least three of them today. I paid attention to my stress level and I monitored it. I watch which part of my body was affected more because I've had a headache last few days because of, it would have been little by little getting worse. So even though I went to bed in early, so I drank a little bit more water today. I did do that. I walked away and I also asked for support from some of the teachers around and some of the administration of the school because there's no need for this to be going on like that. So they will take care of it, not me. So that's all I have for you. And don't forget, Thursday, I have the web class still going on Thursday evening. I'm going to do 7, but now that we're in December, I'm going to want to push it back to be at 8 o'clock. So that way people can join in for an hour and then go right to bed after they are finished. And so the link is going to be on the chat right here. So don't forget to go ahead and do that. All right. Thanks.
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.